Okay, we'll call the order, Board of Works, for May 29th. Need approval of minutes for May 14th meeting.
So moved.
One second. All in favor?
Aye.
Department head reports. First up, Parks Department.
He never did answer my text.
I'll answer right now. Steve Eamon, this is Parks. Rainbow Beach opened this weekend. We had large crowds the first 3 days. Averaged about 775 people each day. The hours are top time from 9 to 12. Open swims from 12 to 7. Next Sunday, June 10th, is the Dry Knox County. We're in our final preparations for that. We'll be planning the next couple days to get everything finalized. The Four Lakes Project, the concrete's been poured from Spray Park. It's curing now. They'll be in next week to set in all the pieces. The sewer line is being put in, and it's almost completed. If everything goes well, we hope mid-June to have everything operational at Four Lakes with the Spray Park. That's all.
Good, Steve. According to the agenda, the police chief, the street sanitation, and the city engineer are all my presence, so we'll move on. And call on the fire chief. We have three firefighters to swear in.
Southern Peak Staff, Fire Chief, Vincent's Fire Department, Mr. Mayor, Mr. Hill, Mr. Flynn, it is my honor, pleasure to present the following three individuals and ask that they be sworn in by the mayor as our next firefighters for the city of Vincent's. Unit numbers will be 297, 298, and 299. At this time, I'd like to call forward Andrew McKinney. Luke Morris and Caleb Underwell.
Raise your right hand and repeat after me. I state your name.
I, Caleb.
Do solemnly swear.
Do solemnly swear.
That I will support the Constitution of the United States.
That I will support the Constitution of the United States.
The laws of the state of Indiana.
The laws of the state of Indiana.
And the codes and ordinances of the city of Vincennes.
And the codes and ordinances of the city of Vincennes.
And I will faithfully discharge.
Faithfully discharge.
My duties.
My duties.
As a member of the Vincennes City Fire Department.
As a member of the Vincennes City Fire Department.
For the city of Vincennes, Indiana.
For the city of Vincennes, Indiana.
To the best of my ability.
To the best of my ability.
So help me God.
So help me God.
Congratulations. The first annual Vincent Pride event. Mr. Chris Roberts.
I come before the board this evening to. Can you hear me?
We'll try to figure it out. Get some feedback.
Yeah, tap that and see if it's on.
That's on.
Check.
There you go.
Better now?
There you go. All speak right. Into it.
I come before the board this evening seeking approval for our first annual Pride on the Wabash event to be held June 23rd on the Riverwalk. I've also asked that the pavilion be reserved in case of inclement weather. The event will include vendors. We will have a live band,
Street week of 6/18, 6/18. You guys.
Fall is got down, starting June 11th for 2 weeks.
June 11th for 2 weeks.
Thank you. We will have a live band. Band should start at 7, and the whole thing will wrap up at midnight.
Okay, so what time does it start?
It actually starts at 5.
5 p.m.
Yes, and I know that we'd like to start setting things up around 2.
Okay.
And I know the farmer's market's going on, so.
It ends at 1:30, so you'll be all right.
Okay.
If you have any cool weather. So do you need the stage or the band?
No, we're just going to use the steps on the.
Oh, on the river.
Like we did the festival Latino last year. That seemed to work out real well. We'll have to figure in the new addition to that.
It could be the bass player.
We're happy to have it.
Okay. Hand me a mic.
Sure.
And we do still need the contract, the paperwork, the contract.
I have it.
Okay, perfect.
So we're going to make one motion to include both items. We're going to include a hanging of a banner on Hart Street there, starting June the 11th for 2 weeks. And reserving a rural walk on June 23rd from approximately 2 p.m. to midnight, with the pavilion as backup in case of inclement weather. Also,
and this doesn't close the budget. The river walk will still be open. It's not,
oh, yeah,
not restricted.
It's definitely, the event is open to the public, right. And we hope that everyone will come down.
Okay, a motion second. All in favor?
Aye.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Appreciate that.
Thanks, Chris.
So we'll move on to Jeep Sands down here.
We'll go to new business.
She's walking in right now.
You can either really embarrass.
just walk to the podium.
I like efficiency.
It's perfect time.
First up is Red Scout Parade banners and street posters.
Hey, I'm Ann Pratt with the Red Scout Museum. I'm here to request hanging of the banners between June 23rd and July 2nd on Hart Street, and the weeks of July 9th and July 16th on 2nd Street. We would also like to request for the festival, which is held on Saturday, July 21st this year, the closure of Red Skelton Boulevard from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. in front of the museum for traffic crossing and for the bathtub races. The parade route has been changed this year, and so we'll start at the Summer Center. We'll have line up at the Summer Center, Red Skelton Boulevard first. Proceed down onto 2nd Street, down to Indianapolis, turning west on Indianapolis, and then north on Chestnut, and back up Red Scout Boulevard. So it's about a 12-block parade route. Some of the parade entrants, especially the Shriners last year, were not pleased with the short route of the parade, so they are actually the ones that came up with this route to extend the parade a little bit longer.
Okay, so it is a little different.
It is different. It's quite a bit different. Last year, it just went around the blocks in front of the museum. This year, it will make a big square kind of through campus. It'll go up about 4 blocks on 2nd Street, and then about 4 blocks over on Indianapolis, 4 blocks on Chestnut, and then back up to past the Red Scout Museum.
I just have one concern. Will we still be able to get our fire truck down Red Skelton?
Yes.
Yes, I mean, it'll be closed from 10 to 5, but it always has been, so I don't know.
I mean, if you got to go through there, you go through there.
Yeah, that's the thing. Yeah. It just got those little angle things.
Same as yours, Matt.
Yeah.
So that part of the route's going to be different.
And then the 2nd Street, I guess the issue would be if there was a fire right when the parade started, it was on 2nd Street.
So,
any questions?
Any other questions for Ann? Okay, so we're going to make two motions. One is the approval of the aforementioned route for the Red Skelton Festival Parade on July 21st to include a larger area than last year. We'll double check with the police chief and you talked to the BU campus?
Not yet.
About the route, okay.
Not yet.
So we'll anticipate you'll coordinate with them as well.
Yes.
Okay. And then we'll also request a hanging of the banner, the Red Skelton banner, from June 25th and July 2nd on Hart Street, and the weeks of July 9th and July 16th on 2nd Street.
I'll second the motion.
Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Thanks, Ann.
Next is Keep It Chiefs, Jamie Neal.
Use that power voice, please.
Hello, my name is Jamie Neal with the Knox County Chamber of Commerce. Here today to talk about our Keep of Jeeps event, including Yokum, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram. We're looking to close Dixie Orchard Road from Hart Street to the entrance of Yokum Chrysler to line up Jeeps for their poker run that they'll be doing. And then also needing barricades from the street department to help with that closure.
All right.
Okay, so we're going to make a motion to approve a road closure for the Heap of Jeep events on Saturday, June 9th from 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. To close Dixie Orchard Road from Hart Street to the entrance of the Yokum Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, with accompanying barricades as mentioned by Ms. Neal. That's the motion.
I'll second the motion.
Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Mr. Ravelet, would you be willing to do item number three here? I'll hand it to you. All right.
I got drafted.
You got drafted.
I got drafted. Second time in my life, yes.
It's a banner request for a United Way. That way I don't have to get up.
Brutally honest here. I don't have to change hats. That's what I meant to say.
Yes, so we are requesting banners for the Knox County Highway Program. Two, actually. One on Hart Street, and the first week would be from beginning August 27th, and then the second one on 2nd Street for 2 weeks, beginning September 24th.
So, Steve, why don't you make the motion?
Yeah. I'll make a motion to approve the banners for Hart Street for the week of August the 27th, and the 2nd Street banner to be for 2 weeks, beginning September the 24th. That's my motion.
And I will second. All in favor?
Thank you, Dan.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
Next is closure of Patrick Henry Drive for the July 4th Festival. Zach Westbrook.
Good evening. We're going to close 1st Street from Main, Patrick Henry, Market from 1st to 2nd, and Patrick Henry from 1st to 2nd. We'll have vendors on those on 4th of July. Mm-hmm. We could get that closed even on the 3rd. It'll begin setting up early in the morning.
And this is the same as every year?
Yep,
so
and not changing anything.
No change.
No changes.
Okay, so we'll make a motion, as aforementioned, to close the Patrick Henry Drive streets as described the evening of July 3rd through the end of the 4th of July events on the
4th. I'll second the motion.
Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Under miscellaneous, I just need to mention that we had an agreement with IPEP. I'll let you explain.
It's an employment tracker. They're teaming up with IPEP to track any claims, so that way there's less chance of a mess up. We have an employee that filed an unemployment claim that we're going to pay too much, which is a
And there is no, this is a...
There is no fee.
Yeah, no fee, so, it's just for the record, I'm gonna sign that contract.
So we don't need a motion?
No.
Mayor, while I have the floor, on behalf of the Rendezvous, I'd just like to sincerely thank the city, the street department, the public safety officials, police and fire. We obviously were challenged with some pretty significantly hot weather, but everybody got moved out of there very quickly and safely. And we had an outstanding event and made a significant increase over last year's event. So I think it was probably one of the safest events we ever had in our, we have a fairly new security group that's working here now that worked really well with all of you guys. So we sincerely appreciate everybody's efforts. And the mayor felt so good about it, he skipped town. So that was... But anyways, on behalf of the Rendezvous family, I'd like to thank the city. They are a valuable partner in what we do.
Okay, the only thing I have is I need the 3 new firefighters to stick around. Can I have a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
We are adjourned.